Hello, my name is Ollery Lane, and I'm reading the story Georgie by Robert Bright. In a little village in New England, there was a little house which belonged to Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker. Up in the attic of this little house, there lived a little ghost. His name was Georgie. Every night at the same time, he gave the loose board on the stairs a creak, and the parlor door a little squeak. And then Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker knew it was time to go to bed. And Herman the Cat, he knew it was time to prowl. And for Miss Oliver the Owl, she knew it was time to wake up and say, "Hoo!" And so it went, with everything as it should be, until Mr. Whittaker took it into his head to hammer a nail on the loose board on the stairs, and to oil the hinges of the parlor door. And so the stairs wouldn't creak anymore, and the door wouldn't squeak anymore. And Mr. and Mrs. Whittaker didn't know what time it was to go to bed anymore. And Herman, he didn't know when it was time to begin to prowl anymore. And as for Miss Oliver, she didn't know when it was time to wake up anymore, and went on sleeping. And Georgie sat up in the attic and moped. This was a fine how-do-you-do. Pretty soon, though, Georgie decided to find some other house to haunt. Each house already had a ghost. The only house in the whole village which didn't have a ghost was Mr. Gloam's place. But that was so awfully gloomy. The big door groaned so, and the big staircase moaned so. And besides, Mr. Gloam's himself was such a crotchety old man. He came near frightening Georgie half to death.